drums have been overpacked inside of a stainless steel container. They're being housed in a dome that's made of steel and glass. The dome has fire suppression equipment inside of the dome. It is also a pressurized environment, meaning that any air that is coming out of the dome or that could come out of that dome is forced through a high-efficiency particulate air filter. And so that would, if there were the worst-case scenario and there were some type of event and it were somehow able to, the radioactive material were able to make it outside of the first line of protection, which is the metal box, and make it into the atmosphere inside that enclosed dome, that filtration system in that dome protects the public, any emissions that are associated with that, with a potential radioactive release. There's also they've isolated those drums and separated them from other drums, so there's spacing requirements as to how closely they can be. Those containers can be kept to any other containers. They are also doing they're doing hourly observations and daily temperature monitoring. So throughout the day, they monitor the temperature in all of the containers just to make sure that there's not any events occurring. Finally, there are monitors. They're called continuous air monitors, CAMs, that are inside of that enclosed dome where the where the containers are being kept right now, and those continuous air monitors would give us the first alert if in fact there was any type of radioactive release.
Okay.
So there have been we've tried to take very aggressive, very conservative actions to require the Department of Energy to isolate and secure all of the containers, and really, even though we believe it would be unlikely, we have to make sure that we're protected, and we've planned for the worst. So that's really the approach we've taken. We absolutely will not. We don't want to do anything that would create any potential risk to the public.